Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That's what I pray for every night.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I showed you what these guns could do in the Middle East. Now I'm going to show what they can do in the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hand.
Pedro Fernandez.
Playing.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, I guess we're talking boxing history because Bernard Hopkins, what is he now, 64 years old? I'm kidding, just 48. But the bottom line is, last night, he beat Tavares Cloud. And, of course, that is a monumental upset in my mind because the kid's only 31 years old. To lose to a 48-year-old man is a disgrace. Much like Michael Moore getting knocked out by George Foreman back in 1994. It's a disgrace. It's something you got to live with the rest of your life. Tavares Cloud, you deserve it. He does. Of course, he got gifted in that win last year, his last fight against Gabriel Campillo. The decision was so atrocious, his mother knew he lost. His mama knew he lost. All right, she fainted after he got the decision saying that he won. Bottom line is, Tavares Cloud, not much of a fighter if you lose to a 48-year-old man. Open phone lines, coast to coast. You want to talk some boxing smack? MMA, we got Uriah Faber a little bit later in today's show. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got it going on, folks. Toll-free, coast to coast. Doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is broke. Don't ask me why. I will choke my webmaster, Kevin Perry, when I get a hold of him. If I get a hold of him. But it should be fixed by next week's show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
This family is at home.
but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Brady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred, do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named, Jesus Alvarez.
Hey, Bob, that's pronounced Jesus.
Well, they spell it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, they know he's going to be a fighter. Why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter.
Look at that left hook. I bet you won't know how to grow in that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you.
Wow. That wasn't much of a fight, was it? I get to see better fights than that at home where I'm born. You ought to see the Fergusons go at it.
They fight a lot, huh?
All the time. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth.
Grady, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Ah, the great Red Fox. Got some memories, me and Red. Trevor Burbick, Mike Tyson, November 19, what was it, 80? Man, hard to think back that far, huh? 88? Something like that. Man, Mike wasn't champ all that long. Think about it. He really wasn't. I mean, Mike was like a flash in the pan. By 1989, the Carl the Truth Williams fight, that was his last epic fight, per se. I mean, he was done. Knocked out Carl in one round. Speaking of Carl, he's on the ropes up there in the area of White Plains, New York, suffering from cancer. So our heart goes out to Carl the Truth Williams. Pretty good fighter in his time. Got burned against Larry Holmes the first time. And you know I think Larry Holmes is the greatest heavyweight of all time. Checking out this week's television schedule. Of course, if you dig the UFC, it's the Ultimate Fighter. That's a Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time. Telemundo hooking it up Friday night. Orlando Cruz, isn't he the first openly gay fighter to come out? Remember, he was going to come out a long time ago, and I wanted, anyway, let's leave it at that. Asian Martinez is also on the card. Of course, gay fighters are now in the world of, take that back, transgender fighters. I talked about that yesterday. What is it called? Faith Farrow. I'll get to that in just a minute, but there's an MMA fighter, a guy that was born a guy in Florida that is now competing as a girl. And I just think that's like unfair, big time. Holy cow. And, of course, HBO goes Saturday night. Tim Bradley, the guy that beat Manny Pacquiao. When you beat the man, you're supposed to be the man. He beat the man, and, well, nobody gives a damn. That's just the way it is. Tim Bradley taking on Ruslan Pravnikov. That's for the WBA 147-pound title. Of course, Fox Sports has got fights that same night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Desportes in Español. Pablo Cesar Cano and Manuel Perez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Go to Fort Collins, Colorado, and bring on my main man, Pablo. What's going on, Pablo?
Hey, what's up, Pedro?
You talk to me. Your call.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you think of last night's card?
Pardon me, sir?
Last night's card.
Well, I'm not big on mismatches, and obviously the Keith Thurman Zevic fight was a bit of a mismatch, and Keith Thurman seems to be a guy on the rise. I seem to be putting him in the right fights at the right time. He's still undefeated. He's got heavy hands.
I thought he might stop Zivic down the stretch. It didn't happen, but he tried, and I give him probably about a B for that, maybe a B minus. I'm a little tough on these up-and-coming guys. As far as Hopkins' performance is concerned, I guess you have to give him his props, but, you know, I just think that his existence, the fact that he's campaigning at the age of 48 years old and getting major television slots, Pablo, is taking time away from guys that really, truly deserve it. Now, you're trying to say, wait, Pedro, he beat Tavares Cloud. So what? That's what I say. So what? Tavares Cloud, man, he couldn't hang in the back in the days of Matthew Saad Muhammad, and who was Matt Franklin originally, and Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, who was Eddie Gregory originally, and Michael Spinks and guys like that, and Yaki Lopez. I just don't think he can make it at that point in time. I really don't. And I'm not a big Hopkins fan. I respect him for his resume. But, you know, he's been in so many fights that stink, Pablo. How many fights has he been in that stink?
I thought that cured my cousin's insomnia.
Listen, if you're anybody out there that's suffering from insomnia, if you have a meth problem, if you have crack issues, let me tell you, watch a Hopkins fight and you go to sleep. No question about that. So what do you think he should do? I think he should just retire. I think some medical associations jump in and take his ticket before he gets hurt, or, you know, he hurt somebody else, because I think he's taking special vitamins. I'm 48 years old to look like that, you know, and perform like that. I think you got to be taking some special vitamins.
Pedro, real quick, what do you think of the boxing announcers, HBO versus Showtime?
Well, having worked with Al Bernstein a lot, of course, he's in the Hall of Fame now. I'm not a big fan of Al Bernstein. He was the most insecure man I've ever worked with in my life outside of Ralph Barbieri, the former KMBR radio host in San Francisco. But Al was the most insecure man I've ever been around as far as television, boxing, radio, you name it. He was just a turd. People like, you know, Farhood's a good guy. I like the Showtime team. I like the Showbox team better than I do the Showtime team. I think the Showbox team, when Nick Charles was there, was an outstanding team. If not the best team, him and Farhood were probably the best broadcasting team in boxing at the time. But right now, it's sort of up in the air. Here's what I do. I watch my fights on the web a lot of the time. And what I do is I listen to the English announcers, and I appreciate them much more than I do the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you want to get a different perspective on boxing, an unbiased or a less biased approach on boxing, because even when their own guy is in there and they know he's going to get beat up, he's got a tough, you know. I mean, they admit it. They say, this guy's got a tough road to task. He's a 12-1 underdog or something like that. So the Brits are honest. But if you want to hear boxing in a different perspective, either turn down the volume in the United States, watch the fight silently, or, you know, get a British feed, a UK feed, something like that. You'll see boxing in a different way. Anyway, anything else, Pablo?
No, just the whole thing about HBO versus Showtime. It's interesting how we're going to get different announcers.
Well, I tell you what, when they got rid of Larry Merchant, when they let the Godfather go in favor of Max, the deer in the headlights, Kellerman, or Kellerboy, call him what you want, I just think that was a bad move by HBO, and, you know, shame on them. But you know what? This is the world of television. I've seen guys pushed out before because of their age, because of the way they look, because they gain weight. I mean, because their hair isn't what the television people want. So it's all about TV and what they think they can sell to their demographics. And right now, I guess they think Larry Merchant, at 82 years old, excuse me, has outlived his welcome. Pablo, how you listen to us? On the internet?
Yeah, on the internet.
Okay. All the best to you, Pablo. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Pedro.
Check it. That is the Tower of Power telling us it's break time. That's right, break time here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, a little T.O.P. with the sound of James Brown taking us to the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 20 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's young, he's handsome, they know it. He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly?
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
That's right, it's the same old song. Bernard Hopkins, 48 years old, winning a unanimous nod over Tavares Cloud. Tavares Cloud, 31 years old, scores a 116-112 twice, 117-111. Cloud now 24-1, 19 stops, as I said, 31 years old. Hopkins, 53-6-2, 32 KOs. And when I say the same old song, is that we're getting tired. I'm getting tired of watching these wrestling matches and these jabbing, grabbing, that kind of stuff. I think that the upper echelon of boxing should be reserved for, you know, young fighters. And I think that fighters that are going to bring something to the game, I don't think Bernard Hopkins is bringing anything to the game of boxing outside of right now. Maybe some baby boomers looking back to think maybe they could still do it. But the bottom line is they can't. Keith Thurman, as I said, a unanimous winner over 12 rounds, 20-0, now 18 stops. He's looking pretty good. Couldn't stop Zivic, 32-2, 18 KOs. They beat down all the way, 120 across the boards. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Uriah Faber of the California Kid coming up a little bit later in this show. But right now we go to a star of Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. When you talk about the gyms, he's one of the most respected trainers in Las Vegas. Of course, Las Vegas is the capital when it comes to the world of boxing. Jeff Mayweather. Jeff, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, you know, with accolades like that, you think you would be a lot better than good. Come on, man. You bring it in with all that pump, and you come in like, yeah, okay, Pedro, I'm kicking it here. What's up? How are you, man? Life okay?
Yeah, life's good, man.
Okay. And listen, I got to ask you this to begin with. Okay. Manny Pacquiao, when a guy takes a nap like that, when he's snoring, have you ever seen a guy come back from snoring like that? I mean, think about it. In the history of boxing, has a guy ever come back from a deep sleep and been the same fighter he was?
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Name one.
My brother Roger.
Yeah, okay. I guess he is the exception to the rule, huh? I guess he is. I didn't think we would hit that close to home, folks. We're talking with Jeff Mayweather, of course, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather, brother of Roger Mayweather and Floyd Mayweather Sr., of course, Floyd Jr., going May the 4th against Robert Guerrero, the once beaten ghost out of Gilroy, California. It'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Is that going to be HBO pay per view?
It's not
going to
be HBO, that's for sure.
Yeah. I wanted to bring that up. Okay, I wanted to see your reaction to that. So is Showtime doing this stuff now, or is Floyd going to do it on his own?
No, it's Showtime.
Okay. Not HBO. Yeah, Larry Merchant was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he sort of alluded to the fact that Floyd had signed this extensive contract and things like that, and he was growling a little bit, and I think the people over at HBO are a little upset. But, you know, they had Floyd, so obviously Floyd got away.
Right. I mean, he was in their grasp for all these years, and if you didn't want to let him go, you should have counteroffered.
Okay. Question for you. Canelo Alvarez and Austin Trout. Austin Trout, what is he, 26-0? Canelo's still undefeated. I don't know how many fights he's got, but he's got a lot of fights. Who wins that fight and why?
I don't know. That's a very, very tough fight to pick. Because one thing is for certain that Austin Trout can't beat him like he beat Miguel Cotto and think he's going to walk away with a win. It's unfortunate that the game is that way, but it is what it is.
What he's trying to say is that he can beat on Canelo like a drum and not get the nod?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, because of, you know, how powerful he is in boxing, his draw and all those things, I mean, that stuff all comes into play when there's a fight, you know, of this magnitude. So, I mean, Charles is going to have to, he's going to have to beat him. He's going to have to really, really beat him. You know, but at the end of the day, I guess, if he does beat him and still doesn't get the decision, I mean, still he's still going to have the notoriety that he deserves.
But actually,
he comes to the forefront as being a player.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff Mayweather is our guest. Jeff, I'm going to tell you this. Austin Trout, I've known him since the amateur days. He was an Olympic team alternate in 2004. Andre Ward told him he was a real deal. He could really fight. And this was back in the amateur days. You know, when I asked him who's a hot shot for the Olympic team in 2004, Austin Trout was one of the names that he mentioned. Okay, so he's went on, he's went to Panama, he's fought guys in Panama, he's fought guys in Mexico, and he's beaten them, and he's beaten guys in their hometown. And I'm going to tell you, I think he's going to put a boxing lesson. Being left-handed, if he can get off first and keep Canelo off him and frustrate Canelo for a couple of rounds, I think the fight is his.
No, don't get me wrong. I think that he definitely had a time to win. You know, and I would actually, if I had to pick one prior to winning, I would pick him. But, because to me...
But the politics, what you're trying to say is the boxing establishment will not allow... Listen, they didn't want to let him in the door. I had his manager on the show, the prior show, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Bob Spagnuolo. In fact, you can see that show, listen to that show at ringtalk.com. And he talked about how they wouldn't let him on ESPN. He couldn't get a fight on ESPN. He had to go fight for the title in Mexico. I mean, you know, he's been abused, man. And I think he's abused because he's a slick boxer, he's left-handed, and he ain't a big puncher. Does that sound like a reason why the boxing establishment would abuse him?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so anyway, moving
like,
on.
Everybody likes knockouts. And not only that, don't get me wrong. It's not just knockouts. You still got to have some kind of charisma. You got to have some type of flair. He's a 9-to-5 fighter. He don't, you know, he comes to job, he comes to work, does his job, and great at doing his job. But he don't do nothing extra.
And I think that, I think a lot of that has to, because I've had him on the show, a lot of that has to do with the fact they haven't given him the platform. I mean, when he I think he did that Showtime, that guest announcing on one of the Showtime broadcasts, the ESPN broadcast, I forget which one it was, but he did real well. He did excellent. He was fantastic. What I'm trying to say is they won't let him in the door. He's sort of like, he's had to ride in the back of the bus this entire time. When he fought Miguel Cotto in the Garden, in Madison Square Garden last year, they made him sit in the back of the bus. He made about $200,000. Cotto made about $6 million. I mean, they almost made him take the bus to the Garden and made him go to the back door to come in. I mean,
thing about it is that he may be coming in the back door, but at least now the door is open. He kicked the door open, and now he's here to stay.
Yeah, well,
he's got to keep doing what he's doing.
You know what? It's up to him, though. I mean, his destiny lies in his own hands. I think if he stepped it up against Cotto, he could have stopped Cotto, but he didn't step it up against Cotto, and he needed to. Let's check the boxing schedule. Tim Bradley coming back, the guy that, you know, the man that beat the man sometimes becomes a man, sometimes he doesn't. You can ask Shane Mosley about that. He beat Oscar De La Hoya and didn't go on to make the money that De La Hoya made his next fight, but Tim Bradley, the guy that had that controversial win over Manny Pacquiao last year, taking on Ruslan Provnikov. That is for the WBA 147-pound title. You know anything about Ruslan, Jeff?
Oh, who?
You know exactly. Okay, let's move that one on. Well, you know, I will say this. There is some good in that because we don't know what the guy's like, so we might tune in. It might be a great fight, okay? So, you know, Bob Spagnuolo talked about this on the show yesterday, the fact that ESPN is highlighting all these fighters from different countries. We have, you know, all these good fighters here in the USA, and they're talking about Russians and things like that, a lot of Russian fighters, a lot of Eastern Bloc fighters. Why do you think that is? Why do you think ESPN is, you know, Artie Palula are going so much Russian? You think they're selling TV back to Russia for big money? Because here in the U.S., it ain't doing squat.
No, of course. I mean, you get some talent from these other countries, of course. I mean, there's money to be made because you resell the fight over and over and over. So, I mean, of course, it's a business. Boxing, at the end of the day, that's what people got to realize, that boxing is a business, and that's why sometimes certain fights end up certain ways. Because it's a business.
Jeff Mayweather is our guest, folks. Of course, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, Uriah Faber, the California Kid, the MMA superstar, the iconic former WEC World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, will be here and talk about his, of course, his upcoming April date and the fact that he's rocking and rolling, ready to go, coming off that big win last month right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, Brandon Rios is coming back against Mike Alvarado. They had a pretty good fight before. For the WBO interim 140-pound title. Who wins that fight and why?
Asking me?
Yeah. No, who else am I asking? I'm asking the guy sitting next to me. No. Jeff, hey, Jeff, man, are you with us today or what? What's going on here? Are you with us? Jeff Mayweather is our guest, folks. I almost pulled a Larry Merchant there. He almost fell asleep. Remember when Larry Merchant was snoring on the air? As was, hey, and so was Cedric Kushner. Both those guys I put to sleep.
Oh, my God.
They fell asleep during commercial breaks. We came back from a commercial break with Larry Merchant here. Okay? And Cedric Kushner, he was a narcoleptic. He just fell apart. He fell asleep right in the middle of the segment. Or right in the middle of, you ask him a question, next thing you hear,
I'm not sleeping.
Okay, you're not sleeping. Anyway, give me 30 seconds real quick. What happens there?
Okay, well, I mean, I think that it's going to be pretty much the same fight as last time. I mean, they're both going to go to war. I mean, I don't think the kid, Alvarado, can make adjustments. I mean, he should be able to, but I don't think so. And I think that the one thing is that, you know, once he gets hit, he's going to come back and he's going to be trying to, it's almost though, you hit me, I got to get you, you know, and that's kind of like Brian Jennings the same way. But
he's too small.
I'm sorry?
Brian Jennings is too small.
I mean, he's small for heavyweight, but yeah, you know, he's the type of guy that if you hit him, he wants to hit you back.
Well, here's what's up.
That mentality.
I got to let you go. The Godfather of Soul is telling me we're going to the break, so I go from the Godfather, one of the Godfathers of boxing, one of the Mayweathers, Jeff Mayweather, to the Godfather of Soul, J.B. James Brown. Jeff, all the best to you, man.
All right, thank you.
All right. Jeff Mayweather. No, he wasn't sleeping. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free. The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, you can have yours built by the experts at web.com absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Over 3 million small businesses rely on Web.com every day. Call now and find out why. Call 855-292-0490. That's 855-292-0490. 855-292-0490. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you looking for high-quality printing and top graphic design services at the best price? Check out TwisterPrint.com, where wholesale pricing is available to the public. We have thousands of free design templates and a fast turnaround for all your printing needs. TwisterPrint.com is your number one source for business cards, banners, flags, flyers, posters, car magnets, and more. And now you can receive an additional 10% off by entering promo code SPORTS in the coupon code at TwisterPrint.com. Or call 24/7 at 1-877-288-9700. That's 877-288-9700.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talk the bar. The whole f***ing bar.
This is Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The MMA segment, of course, we'll get to Uriah Faber in just a second, the California kid. I want to say hello to the folks down there in San Bernardino, California, KRAK Radio. And, of course, man, can't mention radio without mentioning 3WE in Atlanta, GA. John Jones, of course, going to hook it up with Kale Sonnen. Kale Sonnen, of course, is featured on the website, ringtalk.com, and the Sports Byline website as well. But Kale, bit of a jerk, no doubt about that. But that's how he sells himself, being a jerk. So that is Kale Sonnen. Speaking of a guy that sells himself as being a nice guy, we had some time this week with the California kid, that's right, Uriah Faber. This is how the interview went. When historians look back at the meteoric rise of the world of combat sports, I'm talking about the World Extreme Cage Fighting, Strike Force, Pride Fighting Championships, and now, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the UFC, they will go back and they will realize the important role that my next guest played. I'm talking about the California kid, Uriah Faber. Uriah, welcome to Ring Talk. How the heck are you, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
That's always a pleasure, man. Of course, the California kid, the guy that is more popular in California, actually in Sacramento, than any politician. You ever think about running for mayor up there?
I don't know. KJ's got a pretty good following, especially if he can save the Kings coming up here. He's probably one up on me.
Good point. Now you're back with this Energy Orange stuff. Talk to me about Energy Orange, because it was a big rave a couple of years ago, and then it sort of went away, I thought. What happened?
Yeah, Amp Energy has all sorts of different flavors, and they took the orange away for a bit, but it's back, and it was, you know, it was about time. You know, we just did a big celebration out here in Vegas. We did a Ultimate Orange Burnout. So it was me, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Scotty Lago, and we were pulling Brody's in the parking lot at Caesars. It was pretty sweet, man.
Okay, what is Energy Orange? Because I've taken stuff like SNAC, the Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning, and the Aerobatine, and the ZMA-5 at night. Do you ever take that kind of stuff? The ZMA-5 helps me to sleep after workouts. So my legs twitch at night, Uriah. Do yours?
Depends. My whole body hurts. I don't know if they're twitching, but...
Okay.
No, Amp Energy is just basically an energy drink that gives you what you need to kick into anything intense. So orange is one of the flavors that they just brought back out, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay. Now, you're a bantamweight, and now the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, is the UFC bantamweight champion of the female division. Are you surprised that she was able to, like, handle all the pressure? Uriah, that's a lot of heat she handled, man.
I'm not surprised. She's an Olympic medalist, mm-hmm. You know. You look at the athletes of our times, the Olympic medalists are impressive people, and she's used to media. She's used to competing and stuff like that, so I wasn't too surprised.
Uriah Faber is our guest, folks. Some fighters go to the School of Hard Knocks and get their diploma. My guest got his diploma from the University of Davis in California. Now, that's a big veterinary place up there. That's where I brought my cancer-stricken dog. They're pretty good up there as far as the vets are concerned. Do you enjoy Davis?
I did. I enjoyed Davis. They've also got a good viticulture. They've got some winemaking known for that out there, and agricultural in general. But, they take care of the animals, and it's a good time. I love Davis. It was a fun school to be at. I went there for 5 years, and I coached there for a couple of years also as a wrestling coach. So I love that place.
Uriah, what are you still in with the Team Alpha Male thing? I remember you started that a long time ago. You still with that?
Yeah, we've been going for years now. I mean, Team Alpha Male has grown. We've got some of the best fighters in the world on the team, and the numbers are getting up there. We just hired Dwayne Bang Ludwig to be a head coach for us. We've got about 30-some-odd guys that are climbing the ranks.
Okay. When you talk about the meteoric rise of the world of extreme cage fighting or the UFC, mixed martial arts, combat sports, call it what you want, can you point at one thing in particular, Ryan, and say this was the catalyst or this really helped it get it going? Is there any one thing in particular?
There's no secret. The actual Ultimate Fighter, the first series, the beginning of that series was the real catalyst, because before it was just a fighting game that people, you know, looked at as kind of down on. Mm-hmm. When they realized that they're individuals that are dedicated and hardworking and pushed through adversity and got to know the personalities a little bit, and then they saw, you know, the whole understanding of how the thing works that really put us over the top. So Zuffa buying the company with Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta and Frank Fertitta, and then them putting on that reality show was the big kicker.
Okay. We're talking to Uriah Faber, folks. He's a California kid. That's right out of Sacramento, California. It's not actually Sacramento. That's where you fight out of. But you're located in where? Lincoln?
No, I went to high school in Lincoln, but I live in Sacramento.
Okay.
My gym's downtown Sacramento, 17th and I, and my house is not too far from there. And
don't put that out. Don't put that out, please. We don't want people stalking you, sitting in front of your house. So let's talk about the gym. Now, you're training guys and you're working out guys. What are the hours of the gym? Has the gym got a website?
Yes, ultimatefitness.pro is our website, and the hours are 7 a.m. to about 9 at night, and we practice all day. You know, we have morning practices and some in the evening, and there's classes that go all day for the general public as well.
Okay, February 23rd, you came back with a huge win over Ivan Menihar. I mean, it was a huge win. Rear naked choke. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was a great fight. I actually fought him in 2006, so it was a rematch. It was kind of some unfinished business because it was disqualification the time before that. That's how I got the victory, and this time it was, left nothing to discretion and got it done. He's a very tough fighter, so it was a great win.
Okay, who wins in this upcoming heavyweight title match they're talking about? The giant Silva or the champion Cain Velasquez? I mean, the way Silva was annihilated by Cain Velasquez last May, can he come back? Is there a chance he could turn the tables on the champ here or what?
This is a sport where you never count anyone out. I definitely feel like Cain Velasquez is the favorite there. We saw what happened last time. But, I've known Cain for a long time because he wrestled in the Pac-10 when I was coaching there. And he's a tough dude, great conditioning. But the giant Silva is all about – Bigfoot Silva is about believing in himself. He said that, you know, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I believe in myself. And that's something that you have to take serious.
No offense intended, but the guy could easily play King Kong without a mask.
Man, he's a unique looking dude. He's a big guy.
You know what? You and I handled that well, didn't we? I mean, he's a unique looking guy. I handled it well. You handled it well. We didn't say the guy looks like King Kong, but he sort of does. he really sort of does. Georges St. Pierre is going to take on Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz out here in California, of course, has had his issues as far as showing up press conferences and things like that. And then he got upset because they flew him in to coach on a recent press conference deal. Does Nick got a shot here, or is Nick just swimming in water?
Oh, he's got a very good shot. You know, I think the strongest part of Nick's game is his mental game. And I think Georges St. Pierre is an incredible athlete, incredible mixed martial artist. But when it comes down to two minds going to battle, Diaz is going to be in there to the bitter end and has a chance to win for sure. I mean, I've trained with the Diaz brothers, so they have a zapping type of pace that is really deceiving. He can, you know, they throw a lot of punches and they sit right in your face. So if Diaz can avoid being held down for a long period of time, I think he's going to have a big advantage.
Okay. Uriah Faber is our guest, folks. Of course, we're talking about the return of AMP Energy. That's right, the AMP Energy Orange, and it's been gone for a while. It's back on the market. Now, it's part of the Pepsi line, isn't it? I mean, originally, wasn't Pepsi owning this?
Oh, they still do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan of everything Pepsi, and AMP Energy is my favorite. But, Pepsi's behind the brand.
You're right. I'm going to tell you a little secret about my – I have a fetish, okay? I'm a junkie to an extent. I have a drug problem. You know what it's with?
What's that?
Mexican Pepsi. not American Pepsi. The Mexican Pepsi. It's got the real sugar in it and things like that, the old recipe. I mean, I pay like $1 a bottle for a little small bottle where I can get like 2 liters – For a buck at the store of regular Pepsi, but I dig this Mexican Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi guy.
Know if I've had. I've got a place in Mexico, but I don't know if I've had the Mexican Pepsi.
What's a place in Mexico? What, to train, to kick back? What? For what?
Yeah, to kick back, relax. It's in Puerto Vallarta. It's beautiful there. So, it's I actually own half of it with a family friend and. It's beautiful, man. I love to go back to Mexico and kick back a bit.
Now you're 33 years old. Do you feel 33? You don't look it. You don't sound it.
I'm not sure. I don't know how people feel at 33. I feel the same as I did when I was 18, 19. So I guess I feel 33, but depends who you're asking to compare it to.
Okay. Will you explain to our listeners what it's like to cut weight? I've lost 40 pounds, but I've done it running. I used to box. So I just went back to boxing training and lost 40 pounds, 45 pounds. But explain to people what it's like to cut weight, because you've come down from 35 to 45 to 35, and you're campaigning at 135 now in the bantamweight division. In the UFC, what's it like to cut those? I mean, you cut 10 pounds off of a pretty lean body to begin with.
Yeah, I cut 20 pounds off of a lean body.
Okay.
And it's intense. You know, it takes just knowing your body. You got to understand foods and how they work and their function and really trick your body into shedding or gaining a bunch of weight. And I think I put on 17 to 19 pounds after my last weigh-in in about 8 or 9 hours. So,
and people don't realize the pain. Uriah, tell them. You're sitting there. I mean, I'm smiling at weigh-ins and this and that, taking pictures, and inside I'm going, I'm dying, I'm dying.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. You know, the last 5 pounds or so can be brutal, but, you know, it's all for the bigger reward.
That's true. I know they my weight limit back in the day, and I've been retired a long time, that was 139, and then they moved it to 141, Uriah, and 139 was a killer for me. 141 was easy as heck. But
yeah.
130, so they change it after I retire.
That's a trip, man. It's just a couple of pounds can be the world, you know, when you're talking about fluids and electrolytes and sodium and all that good stuff.
Okay, so AMP Energy Orange is back on the market, right? All the stores and all the retail outlets and things like that?
AMP Energy is back with the orange flavor, which is awesome. And, you know, if you haven't had it, you got to try it. Have you had it?
Yeah, I've had it. I like the little jolt it gives you.
Good.
I'm into the jolt. I'm into jolts. I mean, I sit there and I run every morning or at least every day. I try to run every day, 5-6 days a week. And, you know, a lot of days you don't want to do it. When you pump yourself up a few supplements, this and that, and get a little caffeine in your bloodstream, you know, you get the juices flowing. You want to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, it gives you that edge for sure. And I like the green one also, but I'm pumped that orange is back.
Okay, last question for the iconic figure from Sacramento, California, Uriah Faber. When do you fight next in the UFC and whom?
I'm fighting Scotty Jorgensen April 13th at Mandalay Bay. It's the main event for the Tough Finale. It's going to be an awesome fight, man. I'm looking forward to a battle.
That will be on FX Cable. What date is that?
That's April 13th.
Circle that date on your calendar, folks, April the 13th. Uriah Faber, all the best to you, my brother. Always a pleasure to spend some time with you, and good luck in the future. And anytime you want to come back, you just call Pedro, and you got it.
You got it, Pedro. Lay off the Mexican Pepsis.
All right. Uriah Faber,
easy.
Folks, the California Kid on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
How do you go from that to a ballad by Lenny Williams? Talked to Lenny this week. Just got back from Europe. Lenny's kicking it up in Fairfield, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 2 hours. And then Sunday, the weekend wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, it's confirmed. May 25th, Cain Velasquez taking on the Giant Silva. Of course, Antonio Silva resurrecting his career with that win over Alistair Overeem in a fight that he wasn't supposed to win, according to the oddsmakers. Speaking of guys that have put their career back on track, what about the axe murderer? I'm talking about Wanderlei Silva, a big underdog going into Japan last week, the land of the sun, the place where, of course, he enjoyed his greatest fame as part of the Pride Fighting Championships, a now defunct brand that the UFC people bought and then scrapped. But the bottom line is, you know, Wanderlei was king over there, king of all Japan. 205 pounds. Now he's returned, came back with a second-round stop of Brian Stann. Yeah, his career is back on track. But at 36 years old, should he still be fighting? That is a question. That is UFC, take that back, UFC 150. God, we're getting so many UFCs now. We got UFC 158 coming up. George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz. You know, we heard the California kid, Uriah Faber, think that Diaz got a hell of a shot. I don't know. St. Pierre hasn't been beaten in a long time. You got to go with St. Pierre until he gets beat. And then, of course, UFC going back to Fuel TV. Fuel TV 9 from Stockholm, Sweden. That's April the 6th. Alex Gustafsson is going to be on the card. Of course, he is the pride of Stockholm, Sweden, the MMA king over there. Want to mention this, and I think this is a little tough to mention, and I need to be careful here where I go. I can't get too extreme here. But the bottom line is women shouldn't be fighting men. Men shouldn't be fighting women. Therefore, Fallon Fox, who was born a man and became a woman through surgery and now is trained in mixed martial arts and had two professional mixed martial arts fights in which she scored first-round knockouts over women, he or she, he male, she male, call it what you want. The bottom line is she should not be in the world of combat sports. Nobody crossing over from male to female or female to male, I think. The hormones, the testosterone, do I need to go any further? Enough said. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.